24-hour policy. Did
you? I pay him on a hotel 92.3 FM.
Very happy about it, sir. I'm paying ordinance in Sashasi after say parliament for would do a bubu and I didn't. I'm very happy, sir. Is we are too happy about it. And sometimes I've been in fee say a 24-hour no government is going to create companies, factories, or government organizations are going to run to 24-hour. That's not the case. And you're buying, you know, over CCC factories. Same because I'm not going to say 1D, 1F now, what kind? Thank you. Policy by is going to help them. But where are those 1D, 1F? There's nothing. Today, in Jungkwan and Kofi, Diyama, Sisi, I able to be here, you were. Say, I'm buying and finance you are 1 year. Never. But 24 hours a day. The understanding is that policies are ever mama local industries in a group. Now, we'll be doing them. First, you know, but first we must find out why did the companies collapse? The manufacturing industries, you know, how? About the same. Never occupy Nina Iguye. It's because of economic policies are now. Emwa. First, you know, there's an issue about the local Ministry of Trade and Industry. You have a and the issue, the problem we had with the trade and industry is that that's why we were advocating for separation of the trade and then industry. Because sometimes we are at 10 meetings about pirating, smuggling in Adi Women Ministry Hall. And these traders are the same group who are engaging counterfeiting of our local designs, textiles, I mean. Then smuggling Adi and they were doing all these things. So anytime that we go to the ministry to complain about activities are undermine the local manufacturing area, the traders will be there. And the minister, I could see, said, they also become confused because your ministry deals with traders and then manufacturers. And one group is bent on creating programs for the other. And it's for the minister to be able to deal with the illicit business are now the other group in the general. So they lacked that courage or the political will to do it. The policies be bad. So some of the investors in the manufacturing sector decided, okay, why don't we relocate? And the Boko Bokino, the Boko Ivoko, the Boko Togo, wherever they decide to, you know, live and then go. And that's how come We are where we are now. So if government is going to, or they have now affirmed their decision to create not a ministry as I but say an institution that will, you know, help to reactivate the 24-hour system now. That is the best. So that if there are any challenges, Biana, you may not even go to the trade ministry. You just complain to the secretariat of the 24-hour, you know, office, and then they will address it. Because if they don't do it, it means that the business will collapse. And even those who want to come back to come and establish it, they will not even come. So it will make it easier for the investors to complain about challenges, Omama. One business, you know, and question. So I'm very, very happy. It's very, very good that we are not going to... The trade will be there, all right. The trade and industry will be there. But they will be, I mean, handling the issues of issues CBR. I'm feeling yet too serious because the industry, I wish Odike would be here today. I'll ask him, say, about the same, no, Odike, who business is a collapse? I asked him, I'm saying, when Timan and Chechen Papa, why did your business collapse? It was because of policies, sir, in the Mboa local industries. And the young point, child, didn't if you say, we have created now an institution that is going to address your concerns. I will say, David, it is not the government that is going to create all this. Maybe they will also, you know, introduce this 24-hour thing like they are doing. Passport in a port in a Huyamanade. Yes, that one is another. But the focus is the manufacturing industry. No BCC companies. They are bringing policies that attract those who have the means to come back, to come and start their businesses. Because they are assured this time around, they say, there will be a department that will address their concerns, which hitherto it was very difficult to deal with the trade and industry ministry because of their dual responsibility of dealing with traders and then industry as well. I mean, we still feel that ministry, you know, and maybe with the 24-hour with the EBIT may not be necessary. Otherwise, because what's a pre trade? Because traders, you know, most of the time, they engage in activities, some of them, most of them, are MWA economy, especially smuggling, it was very difficult to deal with them. So if they are still going to, you know, allow them to be engaging in such a area, then it is going to be a very big challenge. But I think that with the 24-hour secretariat now, Wabanadi, I'm sure that any manufacturer who sees people who are still doing it, you just go to the secretariat and go and report. I'm sure that they will act on it.